This is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
It's Wednesday, March 8th. One of the best-known brands in black entertainment is for sale, and two of the world's most powerful African-American media moguls, one with deep Atlanta ties, are among the bidders to buy it. Billionaire Tyler Perry and Byron Allen are competing to purchase a majority stake in BET Media Group from Paramount Global. BET Media includes not just the BET cable network, but also sister station VH1, a production company, and what some see as the future, the BET Plus streaming service. If Perry buys the BET assets, it could vault his Atlanta-based film and television production empire into a new world of content distribution, giving Perry a direct line into millions of U.S. households. A purchase by Allen, meanwhile, would further cement his hold in cable broadcasting and give his empire, which includes the Atlanta-based Weather Channel, new ways to reach viewers. The negotiations also spotlight the evolving ways viewers consume entertainment, with companies scrambling to focus energies on building their streaming services and make them profitable. In other news, with spring in the air, the housing market has continued to track the path of mortgage rates like the pollen follows climbing temperatures. The average mortgage rate hit a four-month low in early February. Wannabe buyers flowed back into the search for homes, and the number of sales in Metro Atlanta's core counties jumped more than 30% from the month before, according to a report from the Georgia Multiple Listing Service. In those dozen counties centered on the city, the median home price rose to nearly $372,000 as the renewed interest in buying ran into a shortage of homes for sale. Typically, the number of both buyers and sellers rises in the spring, which is considered the peak for the housing market, as families scramble to find new homes before the start of the next school year. But it would take a flood of new homes for the market to reach a balance where buyers and sellers have roughly equal bargaining power. There are simply not enough homes to match the number of people looking, especially in Metro Atlanta, which has been drawing new residents as its economy has grown. Meanwhile, the National Transportation Safety Board announced Tuesday it is launching a special investigation into Norfolk Southern's corporate organization and safety culture. The new probe follows a national outcry over a fiery derailment on February 3rd in East Palestine, Ohio, that released toxic chemicals into the air, soil, and water, causing fear and uncertainty among residents in the surrounding area. That February incident was already under investigation by the NTSB, and investigators have already pinpointed overheated bearings as a cause. Tuesday's announcement puts the Atlanta-based railroad under even greater scrutiny, just as Norfolk Southern's CEO is set to testify this week before the U.S. Senate. The NTSB said since December 2021 it has launched investigations into five significant accidents involving Norfolk Southern. The NTSB said it will conduct an in-depth investigation into the safety practices and culture of the company, but also said the company should not wait to improve safety. And Georgia Republicans are putting their energy behind a fresh debate on transgender policies, while leaving other attention-grabbing socially conservative issues behind, for now. After emotional debate, the state Senate passed a measure Monday that would ban healthcare professionals from delivering surgical or hormonal transition treatments to transgender youth. The 33-22 vote came despite opposition from Democrats, who said the restrictions would threaten the mental health of transgender children. Republican State Senator Cardin Summers countered that it would delay decisions that will alter their lives forever until adulthood. The GOP-backed measure also served as a reminder that transgender-related restrictions have become a go-to for Republicans, even as they skirt other controversial base-pleasing issues in a non-election year legislative session. Proposals to restrict abortions, expand gun rights, limit how sex and gender are taught in public schools, allow Buckhead to secede from Atlanta, and resuscitate a religious liberty debate, all failed to advance ahead of Monday's crossover day deadline.
Spoken Layer.